ready to get charged up. Well, it's like we can see into the future, man.
Hey, listen.
I guess what we're going to be talking about is, I guess it's been out a while.
Season one's been out,
and if you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Future Man, kind of the up-to series.
Hulu exclusive.
This is just it was a slow week since, you know, Super Bowl was going on, so not really much to talk about besides some...
If your team wasn't in there,
yeah,
everybody's talking about Super Bowl.
God, it was snoring bowl. Jeez. I was sitting there like, okay, the commercials weren't even getting...
Wait, what, Patriots are there again?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tom Brady. Now, give him his due. He's an amazing quarterback.
He got
quarterback.
His Infinity Stone. So.
One snap, and there you go.
NFL's gone.
Well, let's talk about Future Man. So, I was kind of... it didn't really get me into it. A year ago when I saw the initial trailer, I'm like, oh, okay, it's the guy from Hunger Games, right? And,
Peeta.
Yeah, it's Peeta. Like
totally different character than Peeta.
For sure. So, if you haven't watched Future Man, this might be kind of a spoiler sheet, but...
Season 1's been out long enough, I think we could go
and season out. And Season 2 is, it just came out.
Yeah, Season 2, we'll try not to spoil it for
try
you.
Try not to spoil it, but, I mean, God, what do you think about Future Man?
It was one of those days when I caught up on the DVR.
And then you're trying to figure out what to watch next?
Yeah, and I'm just flipping around like, oh, you know what? It's a Hulu exclusive. I liked Runaways. Let's give it a shot.
And I think I've seen the first couple episodes of Runaways. But the funny thing is, I think what got me was the new trailer with Seth Rogen.
And Susan?
My name is Susan. In the future, that's not a... And I know in your time, that's a girl's name, but... In my time, it's not. So I was sitting there like, oh, okay, now I'm kind of intrigued, right?
Anything with Seth Rogen.
And Seth Rogen, I mean, I...
Silly, funny, good.
Yeah, it's kind of my kind of comedy. I mean, if you've seen, like, oh, God, what is it? Neighbors or any of the other 100 things that he's done. I personally like his movies. And since he's an executive producer of Future Man, Future Man is a time-traveling...
It's kind of a Starfighter-ish.
Which they even reference. It's like,
yeah, they broke meta.
And so many. Okay, I say it's like a Future Man is like Ready Player One with all the references, because there are so many references and some of them are really subtle, some of them kind of really in your face, like you stole that from Last Starfighter.
But humorous.
But humorous, and every time I always love when he says, "It's the first rule of time travel. This is a time traveling thing. People coming back in the future. It's hard to say what it is. It's not a cop show.
It's kind of a sci-fi parody.
It's
sci-fi, but it makes fun of
other
sci-fi genre.
Exactly, yeah. And it's a fun... I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, you really need to check it out. Especially,
it's so underrated.
It's so underrated. Because, I mean, they are not shy of dropping the F-bomb, showing male...
Full frontal
male nudity. Male nudity.
Well endowed male nudity.
Oh,
life
my
is
God.
A lucky dude.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Well.
Yeah. And you'll get that reference if you watch it.
Get into Season 1.
Give me back my penis. Get it back to me. Oh, man, it's so great. And then we get... It's such a good time. And it's not like it's stagnant. It's every episode continues on with the story, and it's funny, and it's humorous. And, you know, since it's a Hulu exclusive, they don't pull any punches. They will straight up... I mean, you're talking about... they deal with racism. They deal with homophobia. And they don't really deal with it as in, like, we need to talk about, you know, how is this affecting. No, they will straight up.
And there's no implied sex.
No.
They're actually.
Yeah, it is.
Getting charged up.
You're going to get charged up. Yeah. It's a great way to release some tension, man. So, yeah, that's I don't think. I'm just going to start need a charge up on my on my Tinder account. I don't think that's gonna work.
Do you have a Tinder account?
No, well, no, of course not.
I have to swipe left.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a picture of Aquaman.
Yeah. Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Yeah, I'm him. I'm gonna be catfishing you. But it's just a great show. Season two just released like last week or a couple weeks ago. I'm not too sure. And season two, the first season, of course, they didn't go into the future. They only went into the past, Back to the Future did.
Right.
Is number one. Back to the Future went only into the past. But everybody's like, oh, future, past, future man. Past. Okay.
Yeah.
His name is Josh Futterman. But they call him Future Man.
Or
Joosh. Joosh! Joosh! Oh, man. And, it's pretty much... It's hard to explain what it is. I think you really need to watch it. I personally give it a 9 out of 10.
It checks a lot of boxes for me on entertainment.
Entertainment, because it's like... It's what I wanted, what I wanted Ready Player One to be if it had full frontal nudity and F-bombs. And because, and that's not saying Ready Player One's not a good movie. I'm saying this is something that you will never be able to put into theaters. There's no way.
Not without a lot of disclaimers.
I think it would be rated NC-17 at least. I think that it would go way past the R rating.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about... Season two, you're talking about orgies, you're talking about sentient beings, it's just all over the place, but it makes sense, though.
Polygamy. Season two does have polygamy.
Well, polygamy is one guy, many wives. This is everybody marries everybody.
Polyamorous.
Yeah, so it's a crazy nuts. Haley Joel Osment is the... Oh, God, I'm going to kill myself. The protagonist? Yeah, exactly.
The bad dude.
The bad dude, which is hilarious, because if you see him in season one... Yeah. Okay. Like I said, this is multiple timelines, and they try to explain it. I think when they went to the whiteboard, and they tried to explain it, and then, what they say, 2 minutes later, the whiteboard's completely filled up. That's pretty much what this show is. It is all over the place, and
but in a good way.
In a good way, because it makes sense. And I think if you had time traveling warriors in this day and age, 2019, it would happen exactly like that. Because you're like, so let's get the premise of season one. Season one is this guy. He plays
Jander.
Josh Futterman. He's a janitor. He plays this video game religiously. And nobody's ever beaten this video game.
People have given up on it.
People's given up. Like level 90 or something like that.
I'd be like playing Doom now.
it takes forever. Nobody's ever beaten it. But Josh Futterman, he is Future Man, beats it. This is actually literally the story of The Last Starfighter.
Directly lifted.
Which is hilarious because he mentions it. Because I love that you have a show that mentions time...
Directly steals their plot from them and then even references
it.
It works.
It works, but, The Last Starfighter, he actually becomes a good starfighter. This guy... He is not the savior.
He bumbles through.
Exactly.
He Jar Jar Binks his way through.
Exactly. So it's a crazy run. But season one was amazing. Season two is just as good. But season two, just like Back to the Future 2, is actually set in the future.
Yeah. You see what they screwed up.
And they screwed up a lot.
Things didn't turn out quite well.
No, I think they turned out worse.
Yeah.
Or better, all depends on your thing. But there's a couple cool references. Black Apple was one of them, which is pretty awesome because what is it? It's like set a timer in 10 minutes. I got you, man. it's
instead of Steve Jobs doing Apple, it was Lamar.
It was Lamar. Yeah, the guy. Oh man, it's just there's just so many cool references, and I think, like I said, if this show or if it really happened in 2019, it would go down just as well. So yeah, that's and season two, I know we're talking about this now. I think they already picked it up for season three.
Oh, I imagine.
I imagine.
The way season two ended.
And, if you did.
We're not going to spoil it for you guys, but yeah. The way season two ended, it left it wide open for season
three. Yeah, of course, but you always have to have that. Yeah, to have that cliffhanger to make sure there's always another season or, you know, there'll be riots.
It's so silly funny that I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. And it was funny because it was just a random show that I... The funny thing is, like, he watched it, and then I saw it, I was like, okay, I saw the Seth Rogen commercial, I was like, I gotta see what this is all about. I watched one episode.
That's all it took.
And that's all it took. It instantly hooked me. It instantly hooked me, and if you watch it, it'll instantly hook you too, as long as you like that kind of humor. If you don't, then, if you don't like seeing full frontal male nudity and racist and...
Watch Cosmos with Neil deGrasse Tyson because...
Yeah, because this
not
is
get that kind
this
of
is not
future,
this is not for this is not for you. But it's hilarious, and I'm glad that show exists, and I'm glad I did watch it.
Oh man, who was your favorite character?
Okay, so it's got to be Wolf. It's got to be Wolf, man. Because
in season one, that whole Top Gun scene.
Oh my god, it was so great. Like I said, there's so many references.
Homoerotic.
Oh man, you know when pretty much he has his orgy and Joshua. walks in on him, it's pretty graphic. You know, it's like, oh wow, okay,
yeah
they don't, like I said, they don't pull punches. If you don't watch it, then, or if you don't like it, don't watch it. But they it only gets worse in the future, so I'm just gonna have to take some sewer mushrooms to make sure we're not biotics. Throw up and shit yourself.
My mind, Wolf and Haley Joel Osment's character in the second season, I put him right up there with Wolf.
I love Haley Joel Osment's, and the one episode, he's in this Hummer, and he has this crazy big beard and long hair with the samurai sword. I was sitting there like, wow, that's a little different from what I'm used to him
from
seeing.
Sixth Sense or AI. He kind of disappeared there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, he still does. I know he was in the Entourage movie. I know he does a couple other things.
Little
I mean,
cameos here and there.
But yeah, I mean, this was he's a main character,
and he does a killer job.
Yeah, it's funny. He seems like every like dad. You know, he's got the beard, and he's a little overweight, and he's, you know, he's not the best looking, and
trying to be the kid's friend.
Exactly, and his whole AI is a party, but he's never invited to. Like I said. If we're all over the place, it's because this show is all over the place, and but it makes sense. You know, it makes sense that this show would be all over the place.
Yeah, without watching it as a frame of reference, you're probably thinking...
You're probably like, what are we talking about? Exactly.
And we are. Because that's what the show is.
This show is all over. I mean, you're talking about from the 40s on to 2200s, you know, it's... There's no really good reference
because she did go all the way back from one to the 40s.
Yeah, she tried to do the Hitler thing.
Yeah,
Would you kill baby Hitler? That's pretty much
her answer is no.
No, or yes.
Or yeah.
There was a good part about when she was back in the 40s. It's like, and we're even the mom said, "Well, you could have just went back in time and killed me."
Yeah,
and she's like. Well, that's going to bug me now. I think she said, well, that's going to annoy me now. Because it was like, oh, I couldn't have killed the baby one, but...
Yeah, and they conveniently took care of that by saying, oh, well, we're out of power for the time machine now.
Yeah.
We can't go back.
So, it's a crazy show. It's well worth it. I give two thumbs up.
If I had another arm, I'd give it three.
Oh, my God. It's probably one of my favorite shows. I'm, you know, I catch myself a lot just laughing out loud. I don't usually laugh.
Just thinking about it. And
you know, when watching it, and I'm, you know, that's one of the...
Little anime tee-hee.
And then not just tee-hee, but like actually like laughing my ass off. It's good. That's my kind of humor. I like that.
It's one I think I would sit down and... I would buy it on Blu-ray and watch it more than once.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's Hulu, so... I don't know if they're actually bringing it on Blu-ray or whatever.
If there's money to be made, who put that thing out?
Yeah.
But yeah, I would watch it. I would watch it again.
Yeah.
I don't watch many series more than once, but that would be one of them I think I would sit down and watch one more time.
Yeah, I want to see Wolf or Torque. I just want to...
Depending on which season.
Depending on what season, but yeah, Wolf is such a great character.
And a pretty good cook.
And an amazing cook. You know, just to get a bunch of straws and cocaine. And if you don't know what we're talking about, that's how crazy.
And Wolf is a name dropper.
Oh, yeah. you know, James Cameron will always hate him. Like I said, we are all over the place. You need to watch this show. If you have no idea what we're talking about, good. Because if you don't know what we're talking about,
pause.
You need to watch the two seasons.
Season 1 and 2, then come back, and then you're like, Oh, yeah.
Wolf, yeah. Oh, man. Because there's so many references. Every time the little Back to the Future dingling, you know, something goes on, which is hilarious because that's straight from the Back to the Future. Yeah. And Wolf was wearing the Karate Kid bandana. So, I mean, it's out there. You need to watch it. That's my opinion.
It's Seth Rogen, so you gotta watch it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I've loved everything Seth Rogen's done.
Yeah.
Even the bad stuff.
I just picked up, what was the one he does a porno?
Zachy Mary
Make a Porno, which is really underrated. You need to watch that too, but, you know, it's a Star Wars.
Did you know he was in Donnie Darko?
I didn't.
If you watch, he's one of the bad kids. Doesn't have a big part.
Oh, that's funny. I was watching...
like one of his first cameos.
What was that rollers blading movie back in the 90s?
Breaking?
No, it was, the surfer goes into the thing, he becomes a big rollerblading star, but it's like, I watched that again, and there was Jack Black. Did he just call me a woman's underwear? Because he keeps on saying, what's up, bro? And that was Jack Black. It's like, I love going back and seeing those old things.
Before they were famous.
It's like, hey, I know that one. And,
He played the big bully, dude. I mean, he looked pretty buff in Donnie Darko.
That's crazy. I need to watch that. It's been forever since watching Donnie Darko.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, there you go. I think we went all over the place, just like these two seasons.
That's our tribute. To Future Man.
To Futter Man.
Juice.
Well, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
Get charged up.
Later, nerds.
Bye.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.